I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We will be back tomorrow. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to this Trump trial to remove him from the ballot in Colorado and Disney losing it all and Cori Bush is an idiot, I want to get to a couple more of these. Because I put out the call last night for government waste. Here's a couple good ones. Jesse, I recently sat down for coffee with a couple who are missionaries in Honduras. They told me about Kamala Harris's one-day visit to Honduras in early 2022 for the inauguration of the first female president of Honduras. In advance of her trip, a motorcade was sent over so she would have safe travels to and from the inauguration. The people of Honduras were thrilled that, upon her departure, her motorcade, vehicles costing in the millions, she said, was left behind as a gift. It just, these stories chap me to no end because of how disrespectful it is to you and me. Working people, they tax us, and they just live the high life on our money and throw it away like it's nothing, as if it's totally meaningless. There's another one. Jesse, being a Marine vet and also working in the medical field for the last 15 years, I've witnessed tons of government waste. We get patients in the hospital who aren't even citizens and can't speak a lick of English, who get free medical care via the help of hospital, quote, case managers, while the normie norm American has to file bankruptcy to pay for medical bills. It's disgusting. It is. Here's another one. Government waste. I was a supply monitor for my avionics shop. When ordering supplies, he's talking about the Air Force, by the way. When ordering supplies, I would always check around and find the best buy for the money. Hence, we were almost $5,000 under our $22,000 yearly budget. My branch chief and shop chief were going over paperwork in August, preparing for fiscal end of the year. They came to me in a panic, saying that I was under budget. Confused, I said, well, yeah, I've been careful in ordering the best deals I could find. What followed was a 45-minute lecture on how if we spend less than our budget, the next year our budget will be cut to lower the amount, so I was supposed to spend it all and maybe even go over by a few $100s. For the next 6 weeks, I was ordered to buy cartons and cartons of office and shop supplies, about $6,000 worth. Apparently, spending too much is rewarded, and saving money is severely reprimanded. I was so disheartened. That's awful. The disrespect they have for you and your money. Me and my money. And how they sit there. They sit there and they act as if it's theirs, and they act as if you're some kind of idiot if you don't want to go along with it. I didn't play the full clip before, but I'm going to let it play now. It's a little long. This is Mitch McConnell.
So this is not solely about helping Ukraine. It's also about getting us ready for the bigger challenges we have ahead out in Asia. Right now, our efforts are making a difference, but the Biden administration's hesitation along the way has really, in my view, kind of prolonged the bloodshed. This is a moment for swift and decisive action to prevent further loss of life.
They always say that when they're trying to screw you over, by the way. No, we don't have time to think. It's an emergency. Do it now.
And to impose real consequences on the tyrants who terrorize the people of Ukraine and of Israel. And right now, the Senate has a chance to produce supplemental assistance that will help us do exactly that.
Supplemental assistance. They talk about all this money as if it's endless because it's not theirs. And it drives me up the freaking wall. I cannot take it. All right. Now let's do this Trump thing real quick. And then we're going to get back to some emails and we'll get to Disney and whatnot. Because, well, I got this email. Dear wannabe and should be dictator, I am currently listening to your show driving home and I just heard your comment about the demise of President Trump. I was talking, by the way, in case you missed it, it was last week. I was talking about what they're doing to him with our legal system and how they're going to, I mean, they're never going to let him be president again. They're going to destroy him. Here they are. The guy said, I had to pull over and email you. I do take the chalk stack pack and I have been for over a year. When you laid it out on the line and said Donald Trump is all but done, reality set in. I almost teared up. If that happens and they throw him in jail, keep him off the ballot, ruin him and his family, what do you think the 70 to 80 million folks out here will do? Riot, demonstrate, so on and so forth? Millions will not take it lightly. Your thoughts? And his name is Dale. And on that note, a trial began today in Colorado. The swing state of Colorado. What's the trial about? They're trying to remove Donald Trump's name from the ballot. I've told you over and over again that it's awful and there's nothing to celebrate. And if you're a Trump hater, you really shouldn't be celebrating this. Because this is the kind of thing that it really does. It doesn't end the country. I'm not going to say that. But if you look at the country having an end, which undoubtedly it does, every country does, it accelerates getting us there quickly. You arrest your political opponent in an election year and throw him in prison. It's really hard to come back from that. And so, again, they're going to try to remove him from the ballot. They're going to convict him in New York. They're going to convict him in D.C. They're going to convict him in Atlanta. They're going to throw him in prison. They're going to use everything at their disposal. They're going to keep him off the ballot. You want to hear from one of the main witnesses in this Colorado case? This was a cop. One of these dirtball cops, not the good ones, one of these dirtball cops from January 6th. This is a little flashback. It's long, but listen to the man testifying against Trump.
There was plenty of booing. A woman called us stormtroopers. Another woman, who was part of the mob of terrorists laying siege to the capital of the United States, shouted traitors. I backtracked and started pulling the terrorists off my team from their backpacks and their collars. Terrorists were breaking apart the metal fencing and bike racks into individual pieces, presumably to use as weapons. Terrorists were scaling the scaffolding on both our sides, the tower that was in front of us, and attempting to breach the waist-high metal fencing that was the only barrier we had aside from ourselves. The sea of people was punctuated throughout by flags, mostly variations of American flags and Trump flags. There was Gadsden flags. It was clear the terrorists perceived themselves to be Christians. I saw the Christian flag directly to my front. Another read, Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president. I saw the thin blue line flag, a symbol of support for law enforcement, more than once being carried by the terrorists as they ignored our commands and continued to assault us. The acrid sting of CS gas or tear gas and OC spray, which is
terrorists. Notice how he keeps saying terrorists.
Mace hung in the air as the terrorists threw our own CS gas canisters back at us. The terrorists alternated between attempting to break our defenses and shouting at or attempting to convert us. Men alleging to be veterans told us how they had fought for this country and were fighting for it again. One man tried to start a chant of four more years. I couldn't fully engage anyone, for the moment I do is when another 20 terrorists move in to attack while my hands are full.
Terrorists.
A chaotic melee ensued. Terrorists pushed through the line and engaged us in hand-to-hand combat. In the fight, a terrorist is knocked to the ground and his jacket rides up, exposing a large hunting knife on his belt. I, along with several other officers, piled on him while another removed the knife from his person. He regained himself unharmed and shouts indignantly, "What are you doing? What are you guys doing?" At this point, the terrorists had claimed most of the Western terrace, cornering myself and other officers on the southern edge.
The terrorists. Unarmed. I'm not denying that it was a nasty little bit of business, but unarmed. No cops. No cops killed that day. But terrorists. Anyway, that guy is testifying. And look, they're going after Trump. And like I said, It's hard to see how we come back from where they're going with this whole thing. It just is. It's, I don't know how we come back. And to answer the guy's question, I don't have an answer. What happens when that happens? Because a lot of people, maybe you're in this boat right now. A lot of people still don't believe. When I say things like that, like they're going to destroy him, they will. They'll destroy him financially. They're going to take everything from him. They're going to wreck the guy. It's unbelievable what they're going to do. It's such a bridge too far for so many people that they don't really believe they'll go through with it. You hear about it. You hear this in people's voices all the time on the right, all the time. When you bring this up, they say, well, it's no, they're not going to throw him in jail. And I love just asking them, okay, how? How's he staying out? You think the D.C. jury is going to vote not guilty? Is that what you think? They don't ever have an answer. The truth is, I don't know what's going to happen next year, but I know it's probably going to be ugly. So there, let's move on. Let's go make fun of Disney, shall we? Before we do that, let's do this. Let's go save a life tonight. That was enough ugly. Let's do something wonderful. Let's go give to preborn tonight. Did you know that when you give to preborn, one, your money goes exactly where they say it's going to go? Again, once again, don't take my word for it. Go look up preborn. Go look up their charity rating. Don't take my word for it. What a wonderful organization, giving exactly where they say it's going to go. And I know you don't give to preborn to save on your taxes. I know that. But it is nice that it's tax deductible, is it not? Go give. $28 buys an ultrasound. That ultrasound saves a life. The ultrasound goes to a woman who's about to have an abortion. Give her that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Well,
feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to this Disney thing, Democrats launch Biden New Hampshire write-in effort aiming to avoid embarrassment for the president. What embarrassment, you might add? You see, Joe Biden's name is not going to appear on the Democrat primary ballot in New Hampshire. His team screwed up and messed the whole thing up, and now they're having to do a write-in campaign. Do you really believe that? I don't. Now, maybe I'm just looking for things to reinforce my theory that Biden's not going to be the nominee, but I don't believe that one little bit. Not one little bit. All right, let's move on to this. Oracle starting to see a difference in commercials these days. Ford, Bud Light, Disney, they're all getting back to traditional values in the commercials. Must we ignore these attempts to bring us back as customers, or is there a point where you say, I'll come back, you learned your lesson? Well, of course there's a point we can come back. We're just nowhere even close to that point. And here's why. This is what these companies are doing. We've talked about this before. Let's talk about this again. I noticed it the other day, too. In fact, I think I talked about this last week on the show. I forget what was on the TV. We don't watch much TV, so I've been out of the loop on commercials. But this advertisement for Disney came on, and there was no...
Why are you gay?
None of that. There was no outrageousness. It was bread and butter Americana. They even had old school Disney movies you all know and love. Happy families, man, woman, kids. If I showed you that Disney ad, you'd say, what, have I been teleported back to the 50s? It was all that. But Disney hasn't actually changed any of their programming. If anything, it's more evil now than it's ever been. What these companies are going to begin doing now, companies like Bud Light. Bud Light just signed a huge sponsorship deal with UFC, by far the most conservative of the sports leagues out there. Why did they do that? Why does Disney run an ad, this bread and butter Americana ad? Well, Remember, this all goes back to what we talk about, what the communist thrives on. What does he thrive on? Lies and your apathy. His lies and your apathy. These people haven't changed their mission at all. You can tell by their actual programming. But they're really, 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 really upset that we live in an era where now you are finding out about how truly evil and despicable they are. It makes things awful for them. They need you to be apathetic. They need you to be the guy that has to take your kids out to the newest Disney movie because that's what we've always done. And I'm sure they need that. So what they're going to do is lie. They're going to try to lie their way into bringing you back into the fold. Now, if one of these companies actually makes real reforms, real genuine reforms, then sure, I think it'd be a good idea. We reward the company. Other companies see that. But none of these companies have made real reforms yet. You know what Disney did? This is one of the this is a great example, actually. Bob Iger used to be the big cheese at Disney, right? Iger leaves. They bring in some other idiot. That guy, he was the one who was the head of it when things were really, really getting out of control. All the LGBTQ stuff was getting leaked. You remember Bob Chapek was his name, the bald dude. You remember him. Anyway, so he gets bounced. Disney runs into they run into Ron DeSantis in Florida, who blows it all up because Disney got involved with that whole school law. They wanted kids to read pornography, and then the war was on, right? Okay, Bob Chapek gone. Disney, they start looking for solutions. So they do what a lot of companies do. They go back to one of the older guys that work. Hey, Bob Iger, hey, would you come in? Just come on back in and fix things. And remember, I'm not going to pull the audio for you. We played it for you a long time ago. But Bob Iger, almost immediately when he got back in, he was giving speeches about how, hey, we want to turn down the temperature. We don't want to get involved in politics at all. Hey, guys, we're going to back off of this whole thing. What was Bob Iger doing? Bob Iger was lying. Bob Iger was trying to bring you back into the fold. Oh, okay. It was just the last guy. We got the old Disney back. Bob Iger's here. Everything's fine. Except the Disney movies now are more despicable than they've ever been. I actually saw when I was watching that TV the other day, the advertisement for the newest Marvel movie. You know, the Marvel superhero movies? Disney owns those now. The newest Marvel movie. Just a bunch of ball-busting feminists. That's what it is. It was four or five feminists look like the least entertaining, horrible thing in the world. They haven't changed any of the filth they're putting out there at all. What they're changing is the messaging. This is just like Barack Obama and then Joe Biden after him. This is just like all of them. Governing like Mao, but campaigning like Reagan. They all do this. They've mastered it. The communist has mastered his lies and your apathy. No, don't ever take a boot off that throat. Leave it exactly where it is. All right. Let's talk about war. Good for business, they say. Let's address that and we'll get to some more emails. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's deal with our T levels, fellas. And ladies, look, your hormone levels as well. We're all screwed up hormonally right now in the country. And this is not your fault, so don't feel bad about it. It's not my fault. It's all the crap in the waters. It's all the crap in the plastics. And yes, because it's a more technological society now, we don't get as much sun as we used to. Our T levels are in free fall. They're not dropping. They're in free fall. They're dropping to the point they'll be eliminated in 50 years. Take a male vitality stack from Chalk. I am thrilled with the guy who wrote in. I'm already seeing a difference in 2 weeks and things. I love that. Stay with it. 90 days. 20% increase in 90 days. That's ridiculous. You can't imagine how good you're going to feel. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. Get on some natural herbal supplements, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go enjoy yourself. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can send your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All those can be sent in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just a reminder, these are the people who run our government. Cori Bush is a congresswoman from Missouri. This was her back in 2018. This video is not edited. These are the people who run the most powerful country on earth.
So you're saying that you're saying that they're paying their fair share is what you're saying.
No, I'm asking what percentage is a fair share.
Their fair share, the same, if a third of my money is going to taxes, then I think a third of their money should be going
to
taxes.
It does.
Well, it does.
I'm trying to understand because you realize the effective tax rate on the poor is less than it is on the rich, right?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not the poor. I'm very close to that line, but I'm not the poor.
Okay, so the effective tax rate on the middle class is less than it is on the rich, correct? What fair share would you like to
Oh, gosh. All right, anyway, there's that. There's also this. The Biden administration says war is good for business. You heard Mitch McConnell take this line last week. Now, why would that same line be coming out of the White House and it's coming out of Mitch McConnell? Well, remember, this is the system line. This is the line the system has put out there, and many, many, many Republicans, most definitely Mitch McConnell, they are card-carrying members of the system. And in fact, we got news today, an article came out today, that we know for a fact the White House distributed talking points to Democrats and Republicans so they could shift how they talk about Ukraine money, which is what people are sick of right now, so they could shift how they talk about it and tell people it's good for the economy. Chris, do we have that cut from last week? Sorry, I'm jumping on you about it. Mitch McConnell from last week, he sat down and he's getting jumped about the Ukraine stuff because the American people just look, argue against it all you want. The American people are over it. They don't want to send anything, any more money. They're over the whole thing. And it was almost bizarre. It was kind of the first time we'd heard it, right? Mitch McConnell sits down and he essentially said, well, people have to understand all this money, most of this money is going to be spent here. Remember when he said this?
If you look at the Ukraine assistance, let's talk about where the money is really going. A significant portion of it's being spent in the United States in 38 different states, replacing the weapons that we sent to Ukraine with more modern weapons. So we're rebuilding our industrial base.
That's what President Biden's seeking to do.
It's correct. No Americans are getting killed in Ukraine.
We got it. That kind of came out of left field, didn't it? You hadn't really heard that one before. I hadn't. Hold on. It's to our financial benefit to keep sending unlimited money? That doesn't make sense. Now the White House is saying the same thing. Hey, these are good paying American jobs. Give us unlimited Ukraine money. Good for American jobs. Just a reminder, Republicans have system membership cards too. And another reminder is this. Maybe the most disgusting thing they do in Washington, D.C., and I realize they do a lot of disgusting things, but maybe the most disrespectful, disgusting thing they do is attach something you don't like to a bill you do like in order to get something through. It's really, really, really gross. And they do this. Democrats and Republicans do this all the time. That's why they've passed every single omnibus bill that's ever been passed was passed for this reason. Why are there all these different subjects and all these different topics in one gigantic bill? Because they know you hate almost every bit of it. And so Republicans like Mitch McConnell can come forward. Remember when he passed that $1.6 trillion bill with Democrats during the lame duck Congress? Do you remember what he said when he went to the podium? He walked right up to the podium and said, "Man, I'm thrilled about this. After all, we funded the military." They funded every single penny of the disgusting communist agenda in this country. But because there was military funding in there too, they run up to the podium and they know they're lying to you. And they say, "Well, oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, here, play it."
Admittedly, I'm pretty proud of the fact that with a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate, we were able to achieve, through this omnibus spending bill, essentially all of our priorities.
Every single time they do it. It's disrespectful. It's awful. All right. Now, what else is awful? Liberal white women. They are, well, they're the worst, as I've said. And I know people get mad, but I don't care. The liberal white woman is the most violent creature on the planet. She is the most despicable, vile creature on the planet. And let me explain. There are plenty of evil people who will kill kids, even kill their own kids. You know, jihadis. The jihadis will strap a bomb to their kids and send them and blow them up, right? So that's evil, and I'm not defending it. That's evil. But the liberal white woman, she will fatten up her child like a calf with the intention of slaughtering him. She will nurture her own child with the intention of destroying him or her just for social acceptance. I can't think of a single example in nature, let alone in mankind, of another creature on this planet doing this. But you see these liberal white women doing this over and over and over and over and over again. Their son, their daughter, and again, it's a mom, right? So her instincts, a mother's instincts, are to die for her babies. That's how moms are. It's how my mom is, how my wife is. These women, they raise them just so they can mutilate them and then show them off. That's a new level of evil and violence. That's vile beyond comprehension. And this is done all the time now in this country. You see it all the time. "Oh, this used to be my son Aiden, but now he's Jennifer. We cut his penis off. Anyway, look at us on Instagram." The most evil creatures on the planet. Now, there is a part of this we have to understand. And maybe this is a chicken or the egg thing, but a lot of them are just mentally ill. That's part of the reason they're so nasty all the time and evil all the time. The wife was actually talking to me about this the other day. There was somebody that she's connected with on social media. I'm not going to go into the details of it. But this lady, there was a college football game going on, one we weren't even watching. And the wife kind of logged in when she was checking something out real quick. And apparently the college football game she was into wasn't going the way she wanted. And she had something like 10 posts up in a row about the coach, to the point where she was insulting his wife's shoes and put up a separate one that she eventually deleted, talking about how she knows someone who knows his kids and they're really stupid in school. Just vicious and nasty, right? Of course, she's a card-carrying communist, thinks Donald Trump's the Antichrist, all these things. And of course, surprise, surprise, she's on about 18 different medications. Anti-anxiety, anti-this, anti-that. New study just came out. 56% of young white liberal women have been diagnosed with a mental health condition. That's the ones that have been diagnosed. What's the real number? In the 70s? 80s? A lot of these people are simply insane. In case you're wondering, 27% of young conservative women. Why such a difference? I mean, what is this? Why is there such a difference? Why are all these people nut jobs? Let's talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about a real nut job is somebody who dries off with inferior towels when he doesn't have to. You see, it's crazy in this day and age, now that Mike Lindell has taken the time, the effort, and the money to create for us the greatest towels ever, my towels, it's insane to continue drying off with your garbage towels that you got in your big box store or your fancy towels that don't dry anyone off. They just push the water around. We have the Sherpa Cotton My Towels. That's what he 100% long staple Sherpa Cotton. What's it do? Well, they're mega soft while also absorbing the water. Right now, 50% in savings. You get a My Pillow, or you get a My Towel set as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. Premium line for just $20 more. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and you click on that big radio listener special square at the top and use the promo code Jesse. Go get a couple sets of My Towels. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. What, Chris? That was good. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll be back tomorrow and better than we've ever been. Why? Because that's what we do. That's what we do here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's get back to what we're doing. Why are liberal white women insane? 56% of young white liberal women diagnosed with a mental health disorder. More than half. That's more than double, I should say, what the conservative women are. What's the problem there? What's going on? Well, one, insanity comes in many different forms. And it comes for many different reasons. But one of the things that can really, really, really make you insane is trying to be something you're not and can never be. Meaning, I'm 6'8", right? You know that. I'm really tall. I'm 6'8", 230 pounds. I cannot be a horse jockey. Horse jockeys, as you know, they're famously tiny, short, in light, for obvious reasons. The horse carries less weight, the horse moves faster. Now, obviously, it's funny to think about me as a horse jockey, but picture this. Picture my parents, as soon as I'm born, they decide they want me to be a horse jockey. And they're telling me my whole childhood, you got to be a horse jockey, you got to be a horse jockey. That's what you're supposed to be. That's what you're supposed to be. And they've got me in classes, and I'm taking courses and things like that. And of course, I'm failing at all of it, and I'm not near as good as all the little short guys. Eventually, what's that going to do to my mental health, my mental state? If I've been told over and over and over again that I should be a horse jockey and it's not something that I'm made to be, I'm not physically supposed to be that, it would wreck me, wouldn't it? Or at least it would affect you. Well, a huge part of the left today in America, because they've gone full cultural Marxist. And some of this has bled over into the right as well. But a huge part of that is denying virtually everybody what they're supposed to do. Men are supposed to act like women. And shoot, they're supposed to try to become women. Women are supposed to act like men. You don't need no man, girl. Go, girl. You're trying to force square pegs into round holes, and it's going to end up in misery. That's one reason. Another reason, you see this? I've talked about this a lot, but it's been a while, so I'm going to bring it up again. You want to know how I've made sure my kids will not be communists ever? You want to know how to make sure your kids will never be communists? Oh, you can teach them about principles and anti-communism, and of course have them read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. No, seriously. You can do all those things. That's fine. And it's good. It's necessary. Teach them to be grateful. There has never been a grateful communist. Part of the reason we parent the way we parent, or one of the main things we do as parents, we tell our kids, you will say thank you. Why do you say thank you for something? Do I need to be thanked for making you scrambled eggs? No, I don't need that. That's not for me. That's for you. So you have a grateful heart. So you are constantly aware of the blessings in your life. You've never seen a grateful communist. They're always raised, all of them, your liberal Aunt Peggy, every Democrat you know, They're always bitter about something. Everything sucks. This is what I don't have, and this is what America isn't, and this sucks, and that sucks. And that is a good way to descend into madness. That's why these freaking women are crazy. All right, let's get to an email here or two before we get to headlines I didn't get to. Jesse, I enjoy your podcast. I listen to it while I'm doing my housework. My 14-year-old son loves your show and book as well. Are any Republican politicians America first? Seems like they're all Israel first. Will we ever get representatives who feel as passionately about helping Americans as they do foreign countries? Can you explain why Israel is our greatest ally? They didn't send any troops to help us during Iraq or any of the other wars. Thank you. God bless you and your beautiful family. And her name is Catherine. And she says, P.S., my 6-year-old German Shepherd loves rough greens and hasn't thrown up since I started giving it 2 or 4 months ago. I told you about rough greens, by the way, did I not? Fred threw up every meal. Do you have any idea what that's like? We thought he was going to die. We couldn't keep a meal. And so what did we do? Same thing everyone does. We're switching food. No matter what he eats, he throws up. We started giving him rough greens. Not one time. No more ear infections. No, this stuff, man, you start giving your dog nutrition for the first time when you pour rough greens on your dog's food. Man, the difference. It's not like you have to sit and assume it's making a difference. You will see a difference in your dog's coat, his breath, his energy, his digestive system. Go get rough greens for your dog. They give out free Jumpstart trial bags. All right. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. You will see a difference in your dog, just like this lady did. Okay. Let's go back to it. Let's go. Couple questions here. Let's start from the back one up. Why is Israel our greatest ally? There are a bunch of reasons people support Israel in this country. There are many Jewish people in this country who are going to naturally have an affinity for Israel. There are many Christians in this country. The evangelicals really run, they're the main power base of the Republican Party. You know how insane liberal white women are the power base of the Democrats? Evangelical Christians are the power base of the Republican Party. And evangelical Christians believe that Israel is sacred, God's chosen people. So that's a big part of it as well. Let's set all that stuff aside for our purposes here. Our greatest ally. They didn't send troops. Well, one, Israel doesn't have troops. They have a very good military. Israel's tiny. It's a country of 9 million people. They don't have troops to send. They do share intel with us, and we share intel with them. A lot of it. Now, because they're such a small country, you should know Israel spies on everybody, including their friends. This is one of those things that's well known in the intelligence community that no one's supposed to talk about. Israel spies on their friends. They spy on their enemies. They spy on everybody. Israel has a lot of intel. And yes, they worked with us and shared it with us in the past. And there have been joint special operations with Israeli troops. We'll set that stuff aside for a moment. Let's get to the question because we're about out of time here on the show, and I probably should have tackled this as a whole segment. Are there any Republicans in America first? They all seem like they're Israel first. Well, remember what I just talked about the evangelical base of the Republican Party? A lot of them believe it is a mission from God to support the state of Israel without end. A lot of Republicans believe that, or a lot of Republican voters believe that. So Republican politicians are going to be sensitive to that. On top of that, there's this. Remember, Republicans and Democrats, they serve DC first. That's what they do. They serve DC first. And in Washington, DC, defense money is big money. That's the truth. So it's not necessarily about Israel. Remember, it was Ukraine like 15 minutes ago. It's that the defense industry must be funded without end. That's what they believe. Republicans believe it. Democrats believe it. And wow, I accidentally ran out the clock on the show. Have a happy Halloween. We'll do headlines I didn't get to sometime tomorrow, I hope. Anyway, that's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.